So we know that RAS is, you know, like I said, the dominant oncogene in colon cancer, and presumably plays an important role in the progression of the disease. And I think most of the data, if you look sort of an aggregate at the literature, there's pretty good concordance between studies, and there's pretty good concordance between the sensitivity and the ability between the concordance between a metastasis, for example, and a primary tumor. It's not perfect, of course, but it's pretty good at this point.
I was curious about this point you made here about KRAS being, you know, part of the evolution of polyps.
Yeah, so if you look at the old typical Vogelstein, Bert Vogelstein hypothesis, progression from polyp all the way through adenoma, through abnormal, whether it's dysplasia, and ultimately neoplasia, RAS is on that progression and fairly early, actually, in the point between when the mucosa changes. So it's right after APC, I think, in terms of the frequency with which that has been observed. And some studies have shown, pretty elegant scientific studies show, that it's common to occur along that progression. And this is the bulk of the patients that have RAS mutations, colorectal, lung, and pancreas. We know that, for example, in pancreatic cancer, virtually 95% of them have a KRAS mutation. And in colon cancer, it's about, like we said, about 40% or so. And it's usually G12D and G12V and G13. And so those are the typical ones that when you look at the hotspot analysis or whatever mechanism we're using to look at RAS, you're going to see those present. Lung also, 25%. So I think everything we learned from lung cancer in these situations should be also extrapolated on some level to colon cancer. We certainly know that the pathway pretty well, the MAP kinase pathway, that blocking RAS and would be a nice, attractive idea in theory, and it's just upstream of BRAF. So patients that have RAS mutations do not have BRAF mutations as well. As you know, those in colon cancer are mutually exclusive. So blocking BRAF, if you have a BRAF mutation, at least in, or I should say, in the testing mechanism, a lot of centers do not test for BRAF if you already have a RAS mutation.